Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf, Mem Zayin, Erevin 47, and on the bottom of Mem Zayin, I'm an Aleph, the Gemara cites a Braisa, a powerful Braisa, and the Braisa says, Holchen liyarid shal nachrim, that a person is allowed to go on a market day of the nachrim, the people who are the idolaters, in this case it's referring to idolaters, and he's allowed to go there and do business with them, even though we have a principle that there's, it says in the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that a person is not supposed to do business with idolaters even 3 days before the holiday. Still, in this case, the Braisa is allowing it, and we're going to see why. That the person, when they go to this fair, lochen mehen behema avadim v'shvachos, when you go to this fair, you're allowed to buy animals, and you're allowed to buy servants from this fair. So what's the reason why a person is allowed to go to this fair on the day of their festival? As we say in Maseches Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do business with the idolaters b'mei Edom on their festivals. And so the reason is, says Rashi, l'fishim machnisim l'kedusha, b'mneishim machnisim l'kedusha, that you're taking them into a state of holiness. You're bringing the animals and the servants into your life, and your life is going to be observant to the laws of holiness. Meaning to say that even by an animal, we see that there is this aspect of holiness because the animal no longer needs to work on Shabbos, and the animal is no longer allowed to work on Shabbos. And so therefore, by taking the animal into your state, it's going to be considered a state of holiness. So you're allowed to buy stuff from the idolatrous fair. Indeed, Tosfos writes that that's not what the aspect of Kedusha means here, but it means that you can take them in to observe the laws of Bechorah, of an animal being considered a firstborn animal, which has the laws that can only be owned by a Kohen. And another explanation is that because we want the animals so that they're not brought as an idolatrous offering, instead they're coming to our life. So too, you can buy batim sados ukramim, says the Braisa. So you can buy houses and fields and vineyards. What's the reason that you're allowed to buy these fields even on their festivals? And so the reason is because Rashi says, either because you're causing them to have less property, the idolaters, or because you're now settling the land of Israel. The Ritva writes that the reason why you're allowed to do this is because you need these things for one's household. And so therefore, that if you don't buy them, it's going to be considered like it's a davar aved. It's something that's going to be a lost object. And so therefore, in these circumstances, the rabbi said it's permitted. In addition, the kosev umala bar koshohen, says the Braisa, you're allowed to write documents and take them into their courts, because even though you're giving them honor by going to their courts, because you have the concern that maybe they're going to go and praise their idolatrous gods when they do this, nevertheless, you're allowed to do it because if you don't do this, you're going to be losing it. So it's like you're saving these possessions from the idolaters' hands. Because if you're not going to sign on their documents, then the seller would be able to challenge the sale. Vim haya kohen, and if the person who's purchasing it is actually a kohen, then mitame b'chutz l'aretz, then you're actually allowed to even go into the land of outside the land of Israel and to become tamei. The kohen isn't even allowed to become tamei because rabbinically speaking, the rabbi said anything outside the land of Israel is tamei, and you're allowed to go ladun la'arimayin to fight in court for your property. And the Gemara and the Braisa says, just like you're allowed to be mitame, the Kohen's allowed to become tame even outside the land of Israel, so too he can become tame for this purpose even in a cemetery, which is a biblical violation. So the Gemara interrupts the Braisa and says, what do you mean that the non-Kohen is allowed to go to court with the idolater even if it means he has to go through a cemetery? That's a biblical tuma. So it means, no, it means that there are some rabbinic levels of tuma. That's what's called a besa pras. A besa pras is not biblically prohibited for the Kohen, but it was a field there was a grave, but we just don't know where it is. And so the sages made a decree upon that whole field. Nevertheless, for this purpose, because he's going to lose money to these idolaters, the rabbis allowed the Kohen to go through it. And so too, the Braisa continues, the Kohen is allowed to Tamei, he's allowed to go outside the land of Israel to become Tamei, Lisa Isha Velomo Torah, to marry a woman and to study Torah. So he's allowed to even do this for the purpose of studying Torah. So Amar Bihuda Emasai, when do we say that he can become Tameh for the purpose of studying Torah? Bisman She'in Motzei Lomod, where he has no ability to study Torah and purity in Israel, in the land of Israel, of a Motzei Lomod. But if he has a rabbi to teach him in the land of Israel, and so he doesn't need to become Tameh, Lo Yi Tameh, he's not allowed to go out to become Tameh. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Bisman Shemotzi Lomod, even though he has somebody who could teach him Torah in the land of Israel, still Nami Tameh, he's still going to be allowed to go outside the land of Israel to study Torah. Lefi She'ein Minakol Zocha Lomod, because a person doesn't have the merit to learn from everybody, meaning to say there are some teachers who are so appropriate for him to learn. And so therefore, even though there are plenty of teachers, they're not necessarily his teacher. Person can really learn best only from their teacher. So you know that Rabbi Yossi
said there was a story about Yosef the Kohen, who he left the land of Israel to a place called Sidon to study Torah,
because that's where his Rebbe was. We see from this the principle that a person can study Torah best with their Rebbe, and therefore they can even violate certain rabbinic violations just to be close to the Rebbe, because that's who's going to inspire them the most and bring them closer to a long-term gain of Torah knowledge.